Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of I Said What I Said. And this week we have a guest.
Yay!
Woo! And our guest is actually one of the X-Men.
X-Women.
Okay, X-Women. Our guest is one of the X-Women. Her name is Storm.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. And before we get into the topic of today, which is going to be really interesting.
I feel very disappointed that I didn't have like a clever Storm thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, like
it will come to you.
It will come to you. It will come
to
you.
Oh, no.
Not that one.
Don't do that. Don't
I really am very upset that I haven't come up with that, like so far.
Today's topic is going to be really interesting.
Yes.
But before we get to that, we're going to read out a few requests for advice and messages and stuff like that.
So, I want you guys to know that our OG producer Star Level is back.
He's back. Star Level.
Star Level is back.
And if you've been following this podcast for a long time, you know that.
You know that Star Level is one of the originals.
From the jump, the OG.
He's back, Sean. We thank God.
All right. So we have our first letter is from Amma.
Okay.
And it says, I don't want to call this a problem because as a Nigerian child of God, I only confess positive things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl. Amen. Hallelujah.
A few years ago, I was with this guy. Exactly a year after we met, I found out he had a girlfriend, Yoruba guy, of course. Long story short, we were in a messy love triangle for a while, and I decided to cut him off a few months ago. But he was so upset with me. Whenever I see him and his babe now, they always give me a salty look. Only God knows what has been said about me. I now have a new toaster, but I'm so scared, literally terrified of committing to him because of how much I've been hurt. I know I shouldn't give up on love, and there's definitely good guys out there, but how do I go about opening up to him and letting him into my life? He seems pretty amazing, but your girl is afraid, and I think my fear is valid. Please help. Love you guys.
Hey, girl. Amma, how you doing, chick? You know, why do we put ourselves in the hands of Yoruba men? That actually has to be the first question we ask ourselves.
A very valid
And we've warned you. I've warned you. Anyway, we've said this thing. But moving on from that, I'm sorry that you were hurt by a foolish man. Which is what it is. Also, what kind of foolish activity as a couple is you two of you are giving somebody else salt? It's kind of a random, is that?
You know,
that second babe, she needs to fix her life.
Yeah,
babes.
You and the guy are both eyeing one babe. Is that the kind of thing you guys discuss in your bedroom? What sort of rubbish is that? Nah, it's not on. I'm very happy that you found out he had a girlfriend. He's a foolish boy, but those things, heartbreak is very costly. Very costly. I can't afford it right now. But this other gentleman, what I would say is, well, do your due diligence.
Yeah, sis. That's the first thing.
If you have friends that are interning for the FBI in their spare time, send them on his matter. But also just go with it. I don't think you have to be open and all of that all at once.
Yes.
I think it will come. So slowly, over time, he will show you that he's somebody that you can trust. And over time, you'll have to do that. So I wouldn't, like, don't pressure yourself to rush to be okay enough. Sometimes you're just not that ready. And then the other thing is, I mean, you always have to give it a chance. But whenever you're trusting somebody or trying to do love, there's always risk of problem. Okay? Which is why I advocate being a bad bitch anyways. Because that way,
first of all,
you don't get hurt. But what I'm saying is
into lies. Okay? Because this advice she's giving you, have you by any chance followed?
Listen. Okay.
Have you by any chance been invested in bad betrayal?
Being a fount of wisdom is difficult.
Okay.
It's actually difficult. It's not easy. And you guys don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Anyway, sis, my thing to say to you is you don't have to rush into being ready for a new lover. Open your mind and just give him, you know, day by day, you know, you'll see what his character is really made of, and maybe take more of your time and also do the due diligence. The due diligence is actually very, very key. Ask all the questions. Is somebody believing that they're in relations with you? Are you in relations with somebody else? Could there be somebody that possibly maybe might believe, based on things you've said, that they are in relations with you? these are all the things that you want to know. But give it time, you'll be all right. And send us the name of that foolish guy and the stupid babe. We'll deal with him in our spare time.
Storm,
Jola has political talk.
Storm, do you have anything to add?
I agree with FK. I think take your time. Heartbreak really sucks. It's awful. Good to be, yeah, it's good to be romanced and all that stuff. But I think if you're still sort of having trust issues, which you have every right to, I believe you should take your time. If this guy's about it, he will understand and I guess build a friendship with you before it becomes like a full blown.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, girl, don't rush. Ain't no one going nowhere. There's 6 billion people in the world. You guys need to fact check that information, by the way. I don't know how many people in the world.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy yourself.
Take it slow and see what he's really, you know, made of.
That's the most important thing. Don't feel like you're under pressure to like bounce back quickly and open yourself up and just start yawning with him like, oh, I've never opened up to anybody like this before.
Oh my God, girl,
you know,
don't
like
use
all
those
the
lines.
Pressure of being in new love that's supposed to look a particular way or sound a particular way. Just like relax and focus on yourself. And it sounds selfish. I'm not that we're telling you to play him or anything, but relax and make sure that like what is more important is your like emotional health and all of that. Don't feel like, well, he's a nice guy and I don't want to like frustrate him, so let me just quickly like open up even though I'm not ready yet. And there's no need for that. Yeah. And more importantly, make sure that those nosy friends you have find out.
Let them find out. I don't know why, girls, we always
maybe
want
he has
to
a child somewhere.
Like,
he's not yet ready to acknowledge.
He said he's a nice guy.
Well, nice guys actually procreate. If yes, you don't know.
She right.
Nice guys procreate.
They
actually have
baby.
Nice children.
Yeah, they
cute
do.
Children. Before you know it, they're
they
shopping do. For the offspring.
What?
And that is the truth. That is the truth. I have a friend that dated a guy, and before she knew, she was buying
she
baby
was
clothes.
Buying what?
Not. Listen, I did not say toddler clothes.
Baby what?
Baby clothes.
I'm actually crying because baby clothes. I started talking to one guy. Next thing, he just said, oh, I'm taking my boy out for a haircut. Money, I thought I was like, oh, that's
he thought
nice
it was his nigga or something.
I thought it was like his friend, you know, his guy. He now said, no, you know, like we go out for haircuts every 2 weeks. I was like, your boy. He's like, yeah, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter. Money, what?
Sir,
you have children.
We gonna listen.
Plural, more than one child,
multiple babies.
I don't understand what is going on. It was a deal breaker in this situation because it was just so sudden, and also I wasn't even that interested to begin with. So for me, it was like, look, when I want to pour out all. Two separate women to deal with. Chill.
Oh, okay. Chill.
That's right.
Okay.
Baby mama drama ain't cute.
I was not.
Don't even go near
that.
That.
But yeah, anyway, a lot of girls were very fond of trying to like people because they like us.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that we feel.
Yes,
it's guys don't do that.
It's the niceness thing.
They will
the
let you
thing.
Like them from today to tomorrow and they won't feel the
preach.
Urge.
No, guys
to
have
like
a spec
you back.
And they take their spec like a curriculum.
That's
okay?
It.
They're not going outside of
they're
that.
They're not
curriculum.
Going out. They can play with you, but so. Listen, sis, don't feel
obligated.
Also,
yeah.
To that foolish boy, I hope you listen to this because when she mentioned that you were upset. Are you? Is your suit all right?
Totally not.
You were upset that you had a girlfriend.
And
oh, man.
I'm not trying to cause any problems between you. Actually, I am. But your girlfriend is most likely going to be cheating on you soon.
100%.
Actually. Okay? Soon. Because you know how you told her that girl was chasing you? She didn't believe you.
She didn't. Mm-hmm. She doesn't.
So whatever you've told her that made both of you look at her with one funny eye. Don't worry. Well,
he's
that thing
coming.
Is meeting you at the front.
Yeah. My bye. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It's coming.
Anyway, all right. Thanks, sis. What else?
Good luck, Amma. Hi, guys. First of all, someone else that wants to be anonymous. So we'll call her Annie. First of all, I absolutely love your podcast and both your tweets. Here's my dilemma. I finished uni about 2 years ago and was fortunate enough to go on to complete a master's and get a job in the UK.
Well,
congrats, sis. Do not come home.
Don't do it.
Don't
stay
do
where you're at.
Don't do it.
While
please.
I was in uni, I had a really close guy friend. We were practically inseparable. The closeness eventually turned to non-exclusive gifts. We will get back to that.
Okay, sis.
Which lasted about a year. Hello. And then we graduated and he moved back to Lagos.
I don't like where this story is going at all.
About a month after leaving, he professes love for me. A month after leaving the country. She put that in capital letters because I'm sure she was just as confused as we were.
I am very confused.
Anyways, 2 years later, still in separate countries, but talking every day and interacting like we're in a relationship. God, though.
Ma'am.
We see monitoring spirits. Even though we aren't. We both don't like the idea of a long distance relationship, and he still seems very unsure about his future, i.e. where and when to do a master's. Sis! Hi! I really do love him. He's my best friend, but he's starting to feel like I'm wasting my time. P.S. I'm just 23. I'd love to get your thoughts and advice.
Goodbye and God bless.
And possibly some advice. Hello, girl. Sweetest girl. And I'm calling you a sweetest girl because you've done your master's and gotten a job.
My darling. Okay? Yeah, actually.
So I want you to think of something. In the time you've gotten a master's, gotten a job, and 2 years have passed, the person that professes love for you
after he left
is still not sure about school or not school. Mm. Where do I want to live? What kind of life do I want to have? Mm. Right, sis? So that this has nothing to do with feelings. Let's move feelings out of the equation. Let's think about, because something that my mother worries about a lot, she tells me that when it comes to relationships, I'm very Machiavellian. In that I think about the type of life I'm trying to have, right? And so what kind of life do I want to have? What kind of person do I really want to be? And then I now figure out if a person is good for the life I'm moving forward with. And that is basically what I think about. Now, what I'm going to tell you, sis, is that this guy has a pattern of behavior, right? That involves unseriousness. He was with you for over a year.
He wasn't with
kept
her.
Quiet.
They weren't okay. together.
You are giving.
Sorry, him. Because what I love about the it was non-exclusive, my dear.
Non-exclusive.
So they were not together actually, but they were together. So okay. I'll come back to that one.
We'll come back to that. But he doesn't have a history of making decisions and sticking to it. Okay. So what I'm going to tell you now is going to sound very wicked, but just trust Auntie Jola on this one. What you want to do is date wide, girl. Just. You know, I've never seen fishermen just throwing that net wide, very wide.
The net,
throw it out there, okay? You cannot have a phone-based conversation with somebody for 2 years that has not... Why? Okay, he loves you.
Yeah. So what?
Anybody can love you, by
okay?
The way.
I love you, Ansu.
You stop that, girl.
I love you, Ansu.
So
what?
I mean, honestly, girl, like, as sweet, this only would be good in a Netflix rom-com. This scenario, do you understand? It's only going to sound cute in a Netflix rom-com. In reality, you're setting yourself up for a very painful, very, very painful because you invested a lot of emotions and time. You're talking to someone every day. You guys are probably exchanging sweet nothings.
Yes.
You know,
you're encouraging them.
You're still trying to figure out life. So while you have your stuff together, you have a job, you already have a master's. If you want to go back to school, you're probably looking at a second master's. He is still trying to figure out. So you're probably giving emotional support and all of that. People are asking you out. You're saying no because there's somebody that told you he loves you.
You're just not really interested, but you're not sure why.
There's no juice behind that. I love you, but he has said it and he was your best friend. Sis, let me tell you something. 23, Jordan year. This is the time to start. And when they say entering the ministry of living your best life, this is where you're supposed to wear that
shoe.
That's
it.
This is the time.
This is actually your time. And you've actually done, you've even moved past, you've, you know, got a master's, you've got a job, you're earning pounds sterling. Girl, you're an asset. And I know why he's talking to you every day. Listen, I don't say, I mean, I've known about close guy friends or best friend, this one, that one. But listen, there's just a couple of things that are the facts. Somebody, fine, maybe after a while he realized he wasn't with you, but I would go so far as to say that whole I love you after a month of leaving where you were. It's just actually, this is a comfortable emotional crutch and I don't want to let it go. Because what it is that is happening when somebody's talking to you every day and both of you don't believe in a long distance. Hello, what do you mean you don't believe? You are in it. So you don't believe in a long distance relationship. Girl, that's your boyfriend. Call him. Tell him, hello, boyfriend.
Day and age of instant messaging.
Listen.
That talking all the day. It's not as if like you're our parents. I had to wait.
That's instant. That's your boyfriend. He's taking up all your mind.
That's the truth
of the matter is that guy is going to be dating other people in these Lagos streets because he can. You're not together. But guys do this thing a lot. It's an emotional crutch. And it might be comfortable for you too, but at the end of the day, you're both going to have to either decide we're moving forward with this or we're not. But this middle ground is going to hurt you, especially when you're trying to meet other people. If you meet another actually sensible guy, I don't know which guy is going to be moving to his babe talking to her quote-unquote best friend that she was. having known that Cece gives for a year every day on the phone. So let me tell you, if you know that you want this, ask for it, and then you guys should decide what you're doing.
It has to be on
if it's not yeah. gonna happen, then you need to start stepping back a bit. This that's every right. day, you gotta cut it down.
Not a bit,
just a move
lot.
It back.
Step back a lot,
girl. Yeah. Move it back. You know, start seeing other people. If he wants to be with you, he'll come out and, you know, do it right. And yeah. if not, then let everybody be moving on. But don't waste your life on this phone conversation, no, dear.
It's not even. Hun, sweetheart.
It's not going to pan out, okay?
And he can be a friend. Like, yeah, let's not even, he can actually if he wants friend. To be a friend, if that's your homie, if that's your nigga, you that's, invested years in that friendship. Girl, fine. Keep it a buck.
That's let, more lovely.
But, like, FK, like Jola said, yo, bring it out in the open and be like, yo, my dude, it's all good that you love me. Everybody can love me. But what are we doing? This is what I want. End of. If he's like, girl, I don't really know. Cool. Yeah. We're friends.
And also, do you really want that? Or has it just been there the yeah. whole time?
Get uncomfortable, man. Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Someone that's still figuring out is still going to be figuring it out yeah. for a while. I mean, if you're in the same year in uni, if he's also 23. Ooh, sis.
23-year-olds don't even. You about 35-year-old niggas boys. Don't even know what they want.
They don't know what are you talking about?
23.
I mean, rare.
I have friends that firmly inside their 30s yeah. that are still claiming confusion.
Still figuring it out.
Oh, 23. So, oh, girl, you a baby.
What I just suggest is, I mean, it really sounds like you guys are having a nice emotionally dependent relationship, which is lovely.
That's cute.
But if you want to move forward, if you want to progress in life, you got to cut it off.
Okay. So good luck with that, girl.
All the best. Let us know, Jige, what happens. But okay. Yeah, you're in a good position.
Yes. Finally, the final one. Hey guys, how are you two? I'm happy there are young babes like you two with this type of platform. I want to run something quickly by you guys. So, I was being sexually harassed at work by this man who was a major boss. Like, he even tried to kiss me. The nerve of this unfortunate man. I turned him down and threatened him. That was the beginning of my suffering. I was given every rejected job and location. I resigned as I was 24 with no kids. You can't come and kill me. It was an international financial services firm, but then I got another job with an international consulting firm. Now I'm getting calls that they want to put him away and need evidence. A part of me is scared to follow through, but then I wonder how many other people might be going through this. I'm moving countries next year, so I'm like, maybe I should just go quietly before someone will track me down and start harassing me. What do you advise?
I mean, this is interesting because, to be honest, first of all, you're moving. So I would say that better cast him and then go and live your sweet life somewhere else. But I understand you not also wanting to be involved in proceedings. But the truth of the matter is, if someone actually harassed you enough that you had to resign, you need to report that stuff.
Report.
Like, you need to just be bold and report it, because it can stop it happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can really stop it happening to other people. And if they've already reached out to you, so maybe you have reported it and they actually want to do something. Very few people get the chance to actually go after the people that have harassed them. And so I would take that opportunity, and then you're moving, so you can leave them where they are and go. But I also see that it's not always that comfortable to come out. But I think that being bold might be important in this situation.
I support that 100%. I actually had the same experience. Actually, two jobs. The first one, I had to resign, and I ended up reporting it 3 months after, and they ended up firing him. Okay. And then the second time, I just had to go because I was like, you guys are bugging. I'm not even going to do this. Look, best believe if they call me up and they're like, hey, Storm, you want to talk about, I am squealing. I am bringing out the screenshots, the facts. Let's not even play. Girl, be bold. We got to break the cycle. If one more person decides to be quiet, trust me, he's going to be like, I got away with it again. They almost got me. Remember at the end of every Scooby-Doo episode, I almost got away with it. It was those meddling kids. You know what I mean? Look, so
they'll just keep on trying to, like, for real. So yeah. Go for it.
Do
blast
it.
Everybody.
I told her to use public speaker.
That's it.
Megaphone.
Once you go to that office,
megaphone. Scream.
He's the one. He did it. This is what the day.
It's you.
I thought you frustrated you guys out of a brilliant legal.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I'm not joking. Honestly, actually, when I said it, she was like, laughing. I was like, no, I'm being dead serious.
Report, shout!
Report and report and keep reporting. Give them dates. Give them information that they did not ask for.
Yeah. Show it's very important.
Simply because what you're doing is you're protecting someone else other people. And you're creating an... You're helping create an environment where even thinking about...
It's not okay.
Doing it is not okay. So don't be... What, and, you know, she said what she wrote later on is people were telling her that, well, you know, you ruin his career.
Maybe he shouldn't have done that.
The guy was unafraid of, like, what
look,
if,
was unafraid of ruining unable, your own career.
What if you were unable to get a good job? Then what if you needed a reference from this particular guy to get a job? Goodness. There are so many other ramifications. It's a very Nigerian thing. We'll leave it for God.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't leave it for God.
He literally derailed when you are unemployed. Nobody was paying for that.
Exactly. That's right.
Nobody was paying for that period. Mental and emotional stress. It's not funny when going into work, having to prepare yourself to think, okay,
I am stressed every day. Comments,
going to try to touch me. What am I going to do to make sure I'm not in a room alone with this guy? Mm-hmm. That is a very high stress environment and nobody deserves that. Yep. No matter how. And he preyed on you. You are 24 years old. It's not okay.
Nope.
It's really not okay. So, and this is for anybody else that has a similar situation and is a bit afraid of being looked at as. That what always happens in situations like this is very often, very, very often, 90% of the time, once one person talks,
other people that have been affected start talking.
And yes, there will be people that are trying to say, maybe she's always shaking her bum in there when she's walking.
It's not, it's yeah, pretty, that's why.
So other people that didn't harass you when you were shaking their bum bum, do they have foreheads?
He's playing with you now. Is everything... If someone is harassing you, going out of their way to make your life miserable, he's sending her to far-flung places in the country, like jobs that he knows nobody wants. Well,
can you imagine?
Me, allow me to touch you. Go to dangerous places. Go to far-flung places. Go to the jobs nobody else wants. No, it's not okay. So, like I said, it's very important that you speak up about things that, on a selfish level, about your own peace of mind.
Yeah.
Legally, protecting yourself emotionally, it's very important that you're able to make sure that you can say you did your part to protect not just yourself but other people. So good luck with everything.
Good
I
luck.
Told her to send us messages about how
all the best girl let us, let us know. Shout stand in our office and be screaming it was you.
All right guys, that's it for this week's
thank you guys session.
Thanks for sending your requests and your questions and your advice.
Where the guys are you men, why don't you message us?
Brothers, speak up.
Well, do we really want
I don't know.
Do we really?
But look at your opinions are always a really, somehow.
Well, do we really?
But we can help you. That's the thing. Okay, we can help you. You know, everyone is equal.
Send your sad
stories.
All you women, you don't want us to talk. Send a message.
Let's hear what you have to say at the end of the day.
Send us your sads, okay?
I would love to hear one of the men in all these scenarios. What's your side? What do you have to say? What's your story? I really want to hear from this one that's always on the phone every day for 2 years. What's your story?
But we will talk about it on another episode of the podcast. So a guy friend of mine was saying how for a lot of his friends, even like monogamy was never ever on the table.
What do you mean? Like they never planned to do it?
Yeah.
But they're just doing it anyway.
No, monogamy was never a thing. So when they are dating,
they were always planning. Yeah.
And then you're getting married, you get married on Monday, go for your honeymoon, come back on Friday.
Yeah, seeing your other babe.
Yeah, seeing your and I was just like, okay, this is just a general like, yeah, that this. Hammering on monogamy in a very blatant way is something that for a lot of guys very, very irritating. Like, are you guys
oh,
nuts?
It irritates you.
Are you nuts?
I mean, I'm sure if we dug into I'm
it.
Sure if we
dig into it, you'll find
you're gonna
things.
Find some you'll stuff. Find you're gonna some find some things. Uncles who came by when they were like five and they were like,
because
don't.
For you, me, you, I just I mean, I get it, but I think I find guys so interesting. I mean, I think when they face their vulnerability, them too, they'll be shocked.
Oh my goodness.
What
the things are going to come.
They'll be shocked at what they find there because more than any other people I know, a lot of the guys, especially the ones that are so macho, they're actually craving, they're dying for connection.
Oh.
They're looking for it up and down. They just don't know what
they're
to
gonna
do.
They're going to be praying for y'all.
Yeah. Oh. But so everyone, please send in your questions, recommendations, and all of that stuff. Invite us to places. Preferably places with money.
You people are always just sending, oh, we'll solve all your problems. No. Oh, wow, that was really helpful. Let's take you to lunch. Mba.
Do you guys have a suggested donation
You just be
kicking in.
Ha, 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 ha.
We're getting ready.
You guys should.
All I'll be seeing is emojis.
All right. So we're moving on to the actual topic of today with our special guest, Storm. Yes. We're going to be talking about dealing with family dysfunction, especially as Nigerian and African millennials.
It's a lot.
Before we get into that, I need to give a shout out to someone.
You shouted out to me.
A few weeks ago, we got a mention from someone who had put us on a really beautiful list with other African podcasts for people to listen to. And we were very excited. Yes. Her name is Natalie Sifuma. Oh. I hope I didn't get it wrong. She's Kenyan. And she wrote a really, really lovely piece on African podcasts for each day of your week. And even though she says she didn't really grab a lot of our like slang.
Girl, you know.
You guys should have an urban dictionary for I said what I said.
Yeah, so, but it's really sweet. Thank you so much, Natalie. Thanks for listening all the way from Kenya and sharing our work and stuff. We really appreciate it. Okay, right. So now we're going to talk about dealing with dysfunction. Actually, familial dysfunction as a Nigerian millennial. So,
oh, this is heavy.
My heart's already beating.
First of all, I'm gonna have to block every single one of my family members. block, block, block. It's heavy. Anyway, they don't listen to it anyways, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that my father hasn't tried to support me.
This is one of those things I love, really glad
that my dad is a very Nigerian dad, and that if you have an actual problem, come and see me.
And if you don't,
I'll be praying for you in my room.
And also, I would just like all the people that send things to my mom, what's your plan?
Like, what's the end game?
Like, what's your point? I don't get. I keep trying to insist that it's hackers. They've stolen my identity. Because what do you want to achieve by sharing these things with her?
Somebody sent her a
recording of part of the podcast. I said, hey, are you trying to get me?
This is why Nigeria is where it is. This behavior.
Like, are you trying to get me kicked out of my house? This is a private place.
Let me tell She's you not that here. Right now.
It's an attempt at a safe space, and yet.
and yet you keep trying to move me. Anyway, wow. I don't even know which angle of family dysfunction to take on, because there are so
many. I end up breaking the podcast into two.
Yeah, there are so many, but
it's a lot.
First of all, I think, I want us to start with, like, even the way we are raised. Like, I've said this so many times, because we're all women in the studio today. Mm-hmm. And even the way we are raised, there's so much.
Apart from star level.
There's a lot of emphasis on, and this is normal, right? So when you're growing up, there's actions and repercussions, right? But I think in between, there's the fact that it's one way. Mm-hmm. So you as a child behave in a way and you get punished for it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that really punishes parents in Nigerian society
for behaving in any certain type of way.
Or there's too many excuses. You know, they are working hard, they are paying fees, they are doing all of that.
Sacrifice.
Is valid. All of that is valid. But then, like, wow. Disturbed.
Yeah.
Literally. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're actually living with major issues.
Yeah.
Serious ones.
There's nobody paying for it except like new partners and new families being formed that have this exact same, if not worse, problems. And I'm just like, okay, at what point
do you
at what point are we all going to be like, so where is the cause?
Yeah, I don't know. I really want us to get into this, because I've been seeing so clearly if with relationships, you know, friendships, I just keep seeing, I'm like, there's so much inherited dysfunction. I mean, I have my own, but there's so much inherited dysfunction that I've just learned that I'm only just unpacking now. So I'm like, imagine people who don't even like think deeply about these things. Where do you want to start? Because you first deal with the family on before you now get to yourself. It's just, it's something. Yeah. Anyway, Storm, you take it away.
What do you want to start this discussion?
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess starting with the whole punishment thing, because that had a really big impact on me. Mm.
Were you beaten as a child?
I was more than beaten. I was, girl. It was.
That's a big thing. Like, I only recently had to like confront how I feel about physical discipline. So for the longest time, I was like, I actually want to do that. I can't wait to beat my children.
Yeah, because I thought the idea is it turned out fine.
No, for me, I was honestly one of those people that was looking forward to beating children that don't exist. And we don't understand how disturbing that is.
That's like so.
You are actually planning.
It's like becoming a senior and waiting to punish your juniors. Definitely.
You're waiting to physically harm someone that has...
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know. No, they don't know. They are not yet even
But I can play out scenarios in my head where I'm going like,
so,
to
You're
knock
so
your
gingered
head.
Because you're like, I suffered it. Yeah. You must.
There's smacking. No, but there's smacking and there's beating. Yeah. There's a difference, though.
Yeah.
People, there's smacking. No, I've seen it.
There's spanking.
Like, there's a quick, my friend, will you move away?
There's punishment. Yeah. And then
there's beating. There's actually flogging.
There's beating. You know the beat that they beat you? There's no water again in your body. you're just wailing because you're in pain.
Yeah, yeah. That was really tough for me. And I was beating for quite a while. I don't think this, my mom, I want to say my mom, my dad wasn't really violent. When he was angry, he just yelled. But my mom didn't stop hitting me, honestly, until like my late 20s.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was being, I mean, like, yeah, I was,
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think the last time he hit me was pre-A-level. So, after that, we're not moving.
Once I got to, I think I was, the last time my mother hit me was maybe 14.
Yeah, like 14, 15.
No.
Yeah,
no. Much later. I remember around prom, I was moving mad. I got a dirty slap.
And no, I've gotten a dirty slap on occasion. But that's actually a real madness where you have to just that slap, the last slap I got,
so
I actually
that
deserved
one just kind
it.
Of recalibrated. Yeah. Good time for you. But that was. And what do you think? Where do you think this insistence on physical discipline as the only form of, I don't know. Do you feel like our parents are talking to us? Like, do you feel like
No, of course not. I mean, of course, with all the beatings, eventually I was just sort of like, okay, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
Who claims to be my mother.
Yeah.
But we're not going to have the typical relationship that I see on TV. So I was like, you know what? This person is like the person who every time she's frustrated or she's angry, not necessarily at me, she's coming from a hard day. These are things that happen. She'll just see something out of place in the living room. And it's like, what's this?
Yeah.
What happened? Why didn't you?
And then all of a sudden, frustrations are on my head. And I'm thinking, sis.
You're not even disciplining me, actually.
Yeah.
You're just taking out your frustration on me. And that is the wrong way to parent.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything about parenting, but I know. I'm a human being. You're a human being.
Yeah.
We can't communicate like this. Yeah. So, like, I mean, from then on, it was like, we're not going to have a conversation.
What kind of relationship?
What do you want? Yeah.
What I used to do was I would just misbehave. I'll calculate. Like, what's the max?
Yeah, you calculate the level of punishment that you think will, the level of overreaction you think it will. This might be worth it. You just prepare yourself for it.
Yeah. Because it's like, either way, I'm going to get.
Because I went through phases. There was a phase where everything had to be perfect because I was like, I really can't come and die. Now, I'm more at it. My dear. You want to stress yourself, please, dear.
Do go right.
Do it on your own time.
Yeah. It's really,
because I'm not for it at all.
One thing that I find very interesting is the fear and trust dynamics.
Yeah.
Right? So my mother and I are going through a thing where she's so upset that I don't like share a lot of stuff with her, right? And I'm going through a thing where I just honestly don't grab. You know, like, I'm just like, I spent a lot of time avoiding telling the truth.
Yes.
Outright lying. Because the truth just never would end well for me.
Yeah.
No matter how you try and play it, it never goes the way.
Yeah.
Now, you all of a sudden want me
to start pouring out my heart.
When I know that even though I'm in my 20s, you still have a significant amount of power over me, right? So I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle with the concept of, like,
honesty.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Like, and I spoke to my cousin about this, about how with my parents, she feels like maybe part of it is I have a very American view of what parental child relationships are meant to be, right? So maybe that is also, the disappointment for me is heavier because a lot of the relationship is not like that.
I think this is very important because this thing is very important for me because I've been playing myself so heavily.
I've been watching Gilmore Girls
recently. And let me tell you,
it's a lie.
I actually think that there's dysfunction there because a lot of the time the parents-child dynamic
is flipped.
Because there's so few years between them. But at times, I just think sorry, but do these people have 100 heads? And because I see that, but I also know people who are even Nigerian who they might not have that, but yeah. they actually have a relationship yeah. beyond yeah. you're my child. And for me, the part for me that I, in my own family, gets me wrong is this idea of control and duty and sacrifice as like a noose on your neck.
It kills you.
Because all of a sudden, you expect that even my relationship with you, the way I react to you, is your right mm-hmm. based on what you've done for mm-hmm. me. And it's mm-hmm. so bizarre because I'm like, I don't even want to say who sent you. It's not about that, but this is what you're going to do for your child. But wouldn't you want the relationship to just be based on, actually, I want to talk to you. Not that I feel like I have to, yeah. because if I don't, I know that you're going to start complaining and doing, and then you don't actually really want me to talk to you like that. You kind of want me to just say things that you want to hear. Yeah. So, you know, my own biggest thing that I'm having now with this silence or with this punishment dynamic is just, you want the best for me, but it's not really the best for me. It's just what you believe is the best mm-hmm. for me. If it turns out that what's best for me is outside of what you think, it can never be best for me again.
Yeah, it can't. And you struggle with independent thinking.
To you being an adult.
That's weird. That's something that, it's just the fear, trust dynamic. So, I mean, I rely very, you know, like you said, people think that this, so what I personally like about social media, especially Twitter, is how easy it is to find your tribe, right?
Yeah.
Because you curate. She's like, nah, I don't like the way you talk. I'm just not going to deal with what you have to say. I like you. So you find your tribe, right? But beyond that, you have your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing that I really like has amazed me is that you kind of don't feel so crazy anymore because other people are going through that. Unfortunately, sometimes I rely really, really heavily on my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I think a part of it has to do with not trusting family enough to be there whether or not they're happy with you right at that point in time. Yeah. And that is definitely a function of dysfunction. So you're too afraid or too worried about, you know, being your full self with family because you just don't trust that if you're not 110% in line with what they want,
then they wouldn't
support
you.
The love or the support
will sort of
be there. Yeah. And because we're so familial, if your parents are angry with you, your aunters and uncles are angry.
Yeah,
it's
a weird spider web. Honestly, yeah. I don't like it. When I caught it, I just sort of thought, okay, now what kind of life do I want to live? Do you understand what I mean? I have been put in weird positions because my mother is one of those people that when she wants to travel, she doesn't tell anybody, not even her sisters. Oh, well and good. If you want to keep secrets, that's fine.
Yeah.
However, when your sister is calling up my phone 10 times talking about, where's your mom? I've been trying to call her.
Like,
no, I'm in a position where I have to be like, I don't know. And then she's like, hey,
you don't know.
Then I feel like, so I have to text my mom and be like, hey, you need to talk to your mm-hmm. sister because she wants to know where you are. I've stepped away from it. Before, I would be like, oh, I don't know. I think she went to the market.
Yeah.
Telling lies, just blatant lies, just because there's that fear of, if you tell anybody where I am, I will beat you, I will kill you. What's all that? We don't need to be saying, why are you threatening? What's that? Do you understand what I mean? So I understand what you mean by that. And I had to come to the understanding that, yes, there's family by blood.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's people that you, there's a family you have to build because when these people go all the way left, and they can, you have to set boundaries. When they go all the way left, you can be like, actually, there are people that love me.
Yeah.
And they express the love. I don't know what love is when I step into my house.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. One time my counselor asked me, what emotion do you associate with home? And I told her pain. I literally was like, that's it. And that was very shocking. And that was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I had to be like, yeah. I said, she's like, when you're around your mother, how do you feel? I'm like, all I remember is her beating me. She's like, can you even pull up one good?
It's crazy.
She was really trying with me. And I was like, I don't remember anything.
Interestingly enough, we're all first daughters.
Oh, yeah. God. Let's not get to that trauma.
Do you know when I spoke about that thing? There's so much of a thing about African first daughters, right? And this wasn't... So I couldn't obviously just keep retweeting everybody. There are Ghanaians in my mentions, Kenyans in my mentions, Cape Verdeans in my mentions, Sierra Leoneans.
I don't know what's happening.
Somalia in my mentions, being like, sis.
It's really, really tough.
From all over, like African girls all over the world are just like, there's a first daughter thing.
And
I was like, what do you think it is? I was like, so I was trying to figure it out. And I think it's a combination of, it's like patriarchy that has just melded into culture.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like
it's very weird.
There's like this girl is going to be the by force beacon of everything we think is good and perfect.
And you must so all my projections of happiness on in life.
That's it.
And everything that I have been through.
And what I wanted to be.
What I wanted to be and what I wanted that. To have. If yes. my relationship is not good.
Yes.
If my career is not good. You everything must, is not going to project
You must
on
have
you.
It. You must absolutely
also be an example to all your siblings. Whether
that's
or not,
it. You know, cousin.
That's it.
A shadow of me in a way. Even though I don't actually know you as a person. And I don't have any interest in that relationship in that way, as long as you're playing by my
it's really weird.
On the one hand, like, I started worrying about it a few weeks ago. I was like, do you think, because our generation is learning to pay attention to emotions and thought processes and asking, like, where is this feeling coming from? I was wondering, like, are we doing too much? Because now that has honestly affected. I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, I have a deep fear of parenting, right?
Yeah.
I have a very deep fear.
Girl, I already came through that journey.
Because I'm so scared of using what's wrong with me to ruin my
children. Yeah. I just honestly feel like, it sounds crazy. When I've seen all the childbirth threads, I'm like, that's the part that I even feel like, okay, but this is the physical.
The actual parenting
is just psychological stuff.
If you've been in a dysfunctional home on whatever level, whether it was abusive, emotionally, physically, and at some point you don't fear parenting, something ain't right. It means that you have overestimated your own.
Or compartmentalized.
Yeah, like you feel like, I won't be like, if one day you've not woken up and being like, holy crap.
What's
going to happen? And in that moment, that's when you're supposed to go into counseling. In that moment, you're supposed to be like, you know what? I'm going to sort myself out. Because guess what? When you bring your child in, grandmom is going to come with her. Crap.
That is it.
If
your husband is not sorted, you guys are in trouble. Because mother-in-law from his end, your mama is going to come in. You guys are in trouble. They're going to tell you how to parent your child. You guys are going to have fights. So like, look, best believe, if I'm going to date anyone, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, let's talk about family.
Yep.
Oh yeah. What have
you
not so?
How do you grow up?
I know, but for real, you need to know.
How do you interpret things like relationship and love or whatever based on how you grew up? Bruh. Because for me, a big thing is even talking about this issue of silence of family. I just find that families don't talk and interact. We do what we're supposed to do for each other based on family, but
I had this weird thing with my mom, right? So she's trying, and I feel really bad because I'm so tentative.
Yeah.
So my parents actually tried really hard. They tried really, really hard, and they still try very hard. So, like, because first of all, my dad thinks I'm nuts. Okay, he's just like, I don't understand. Like, where's all this thinking coming from? And I love my parents. I know they love me, but there's a lot of like, very weird. Like, instead of just talking, so my mom wants to bond with her children, and the next thing is we need to start doing prayer meeting as a family.
Let's just relax.
I'm just like, you want to talk, like you want to be close to your kids, right? We can do prayer meeting, but from time to time, like,
let's just chat.
Just talk to them.
Like, I actually want to know who are you as a person.
So she was like, I talk to you guys all the time. I was like, no, you lecture.
Yeah.
I was like, you lecture us. Like, you say, what are you doing? And then we tell you what we're doing. And it's just like, well, if you do rubbish. You see rubbish. I'm like,
it's just like, it's not working anymore. It's damaged us. Yeah. Great. Like, the fear that even comes with making decisions. Like, you know, before I accepted one of my jobs, I remember telling the HR person, I have to like call my parents. And she's like,
what?
She was like, no, you need to, we need this letter signed today because this job is ready to go. And literally, sending my friends, and they were like, sign it. Like, you're a grown woman, sign it. They were like, and I was like, you guys, are you sure I should not? Literally, I signed it, and then I just told them afterwards.
Decision, what is going to be said about me?
How are they
going to
feel about it?
And it affects so much of what you do because you then realize that in the same way they did, and they are now frustrated. So much of their lives were controlled by what other people wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And now they're taking it out on me. And like, you just want me to get back into the right cycle. So I'll hear like, you know, my mom, my dad's family complain about their parents. And I'm like, but this is the same thing. Like literally without exception, the same thing that you also do. And my own family were experts at, if something is going on, for example, if there's like trouble in the family or something, who's going to say anything?
That silence is killing us. That silence.
It can be just or whatever, but we're never going
to
actually
bring
sit
it out
down
to the table and sort it
talk
out.
Talk about it. Like, you guys, this has happened. in our household, what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, my parents are separated and I remember it as a flash. It just happened.
It just happened, yeah.
I'm like, listen, this is this kind of thing that messes people up, actually.
So there was no like, actually, okay, FK, which of that, Dix, Mimi, was let's talk about
let's hold hands and talk. You know, mommy and daddy are just, you know, like that Blackish episode. We're just taking their own personal
spare time. No, but there was no gist. You know, like that was still a conversation that was had. What she's saying is that you were just...
It just happened.
You know, like we were told, but you know, where was the like, you know, I just, there's surely there's some kind of process that's supposed to happen.
Nah, they were like, you guys are not supposed to
understand all the consequences of how that's happened and how you're supposed to relate. So I'm like, no. I'm not an adult. And we didn't, we never had this conversation. So I don't know how you feel. I don't actually know. Nobody told me. I'm here making assumptions. Or maybe you hear that Uncle Kiniko has done. Is somebody going to tell me what's actually happening to this man? Or are we just going to pretend like this uncle that is clearly spiraling out of control is okay? Because we all see him at like family gathering. Everybody's looking at him with side eye. But I'm like, who's going to talk about what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nope, we don't like that one. We don't do it.
It's silence.
We want to be hush hush about it. And for me, it just breaks. Now I've almost lost like I'm just like, oh, nobody should bother me anymore. Like I've lost the will, and now what I'm even dealing with is resentment about how messed up I feel I am as a result of these patterns that I've learned, especially when it comes to like relationships and the dynamics I've learned about relationship based on the dynamic that I saw growing up. I'm now resentful. I'm like, okay, you guys didn't take it upon yourself to have healthy processes in place. Now I'm having to do all this work. Is therapy free?
Again, if you don't go through those resentments, those anger, like that anger about like, why didn't you teach me? You're not even close to ready. You gotta sit in the couch and be like, I'm mad because I didn't learn this. I'm mad that when I get into a relationship, I don't have any confidence because all my mother did was call me names and tell me I'll be good for nothing. How's that gonna, you know what that means? That makes me dependent on a man to validate me. Yeah. I messed up because of that. Why? You know, so, and then the annoying thing is that I have to go through the process of healing, which sucks ass.
Yeah.
And then they're there like, so I called you names. My mother did. Anybody care about, I don't care about what grandmomsy did. I'm so, like, that process of healing is not, listeners. Healing is not easy, yo. Self-care, sitting in the sun doing yoga, that ain't shit. You ain't even started yet. When your therapist gives you lists, oh yeah, what do you think about yourself and you're writing? I don't have confidence. When you're writing it, it's coming out and you're like,
me. What's this?
What's this? It's not easy, but look, the moment, you guys, we cannot go into our marriages like
this. Yeah.
We can't. I bind it in the
middle. I'm very big on checking your pathology before you try and get in. So I'm very big on it.
Sort out
what you've learned, the dysfunction. And when I say dysfunction, I was saying this, I actually said this to my brother the other day, something about dysfunction, and he was like, it's not dysfunction. I'm like, just because it's not like movie, like Ike and Tina Turner dysfunction, that doesn't mean there's not dysfunction. When was the last time you spoke to your parents? Like for real, that wasn't about, oh, what are we doing? And just general hee hee ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, what do you know? What do you know about people?
Yeah, how did they grow up?
How do they process emotions?
How do they deal with
emotions? Like my dad is how like, do they process my dad is emotions? Like he's a really like, he's a strong man, like, even mentally.
Yeah,
he's a strong person.
Yeah,
right. Sometimes I just want to be like, "Guy, are you okay?"
Yeah,
and that's actually important. You gotta ask that.
Do you have friends? Like,
you gotta ask those
questions.
Have
my mother has loads of colleagues and people,
but like friends, you talk to them. Do you express your frustration?
So that is a really big crutch for them, and it works. So, but sometimes I just wish, like, as individuals, we understood each other more. But I mean, if I go and start yarning, honestly and truly, my mom and dad would just be like, I see what you're trying to do here, but can you piss off? Because
yeah,
like,
literally
also I think it's so uncomfortable because they didn't grow up like that at all. So in sometimes I feel sorry for them because of the wahala that we are now bringing, that you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that, because it's like, where were they going to learn it when a lot of them, their relationship with like their fathers and their mothers was just, it was even more transactional than it is now. Mm-hmm. At least now they're a bit more chilled out, quote unquote. But, you know, where would they have picked up all these things? So it's just cycles, but you see all these things seeping in. And then you see it when you merge with now somebody else. So maybe in my own family, this is how we relate to each other. In my family, we're very big on going out of your way to do anything, but it's all just out of obligation.
Obligation.
And then maybe in your family, you guys are very relaxed and things. We will now merge my expectation. Yo, so we just had a little break. Anyway, where were we?
I just find, I part of me sometimes feels resentful because at the same time when you're like, oh, like they don't have this scope of understanding, it's still frustrating. It doesn't make it any less upsetting or frustrating when you're being over. So on the one hand, there's this over glorified strength that people see when you've been through the fire or whatever. But on the other hand,
let's leave that at the door.
It's also something I worry about. Sometimes I worry that I don't have, if one part of dysfunction is over reliance.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So because your parents are afraid of the world, they won't quote unquote let you do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're getting older and you realize you are not developing skills necessary for survival. Actually,
we don't know anything. You're afraid, by the way, guys. We're
we were just talking about it, but you're just so afraid.
You're so afraid.
To
you don't
do
know anything.
Anything because of this weight of expectation that has been put on you. And also the reaction to just, and it's not even to doing anything bad. It's what's shocking to me is actually to just living your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you will make a decision about your life based on this is what I think is best for me, and they're actually offended.
Like how
and
dare
it's not
you?
Because it's bad, but it's just it's almost how dare you. And so I find myself being afraid to do things even because I'm considering what will they think. You know, I find myself not considering people because I think by the time I bring this one to my family now, what will they think? What kind of position will that put me in? And so I'm just I'm afraid to do things. I just don't have normal relational skills that I'm supposed to have because I've not built them up in the right ways. It's very, very bizarre. You see it in small ways. You're just saying something about people married to leave their house.
Okay. So,
please don't do it.
So there's something that when you feel a big part of the whole, what I now call the love and relationship, the Lagos love and relationship machinery. And basically what is urban Nigerian machinery is there's a big push to leave your home, have your own home built.
Yeah.
You know, almost like, don't worry, I won't have to deal with this rubbish once I have the perfectly legitimate excuse of leaving, which is marriage. And people don't realize that they've thought through the process like that, but it's such a big, quiet influencer.
Yeah.
So you may not think that that is part of the reason you're doing something, but it's just like, at the point you're dating someone and you like someone well enough, you start thinking about everything you're going to do different in your own home. And
when you get married.
This imaginary home. And it starts being a motivating factor in getting out of there, right? So instead of dealing with stuff that's wrong, you just figure that you're automatically going to do things differently. And one way to do
you
things
will
differently
not, news flash.
Is to leave.
Yeah.
And make sure that living process is as swift.
Swift and easy as possible.
And that marriage in and of itself is actually, for a lot of people, is also a way of getting acceptable. Like, your Nigerian parents love marriage, right?
So they love it.
You don't realize how, what you think you are trying, you are pushing to be free.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are still pandering to what exactly what they want.
They're like, oh, finally, you've done something.
Something
right.
That I can get
now,
behind.
Now, this I can get behind. Good girl. Well done. Yeah. You got the ring. Congrats. Now let's plan the wedding. I mean, when I hear stories like that, I'm like, you guys are blowing my mind. I'm so sorry. It's not even gonna happen here anymore. It's not gonna happen.
So especially crazy.
you literally have to break out of it, and you can't ask permission to break out of it because they're not asking your permission when they harm you with the things that they say or they do. So at some point, I'm hoping for all of us before our 30s. If you're past your 30s, I'm so sorry. The work is going to be so much harder. If you're already married, my goodness, you and your husband just go into counseling.
Because both of you now need to do your
you guys
own
gotta sort it out,
together.
Man. But honestly, if you are below 30, my goodness, if you gotta do friend therapy, find it, because you can't escape it in your marriage. You're carrying it into your marriage. You can't leave a bad place with all the crap you've learned and take it into a new place. If your husband is emotionally stable and one day he says something that triggers you because your father said it to you and it caused a whole fight, what are you gonna do? You're gonna overreact. He's gonna look at you and be like,
what's wrong with this?
Who the hell is this? Like, where did you come
what's
from?
What's going? That's another thing actually triggers.
Oh.
Yo.
Trigger. Hashtag triggered.
I mean, triggers. They're so... Look, don't get me wrong. I think at this point, I just want to say that I'm not even talking about like wild dysfunction. I'm just talking about like the things like the roots of control, things like just slipping, putting things under the rug, parents not really knowing who their children are as people, just weird relational situations that we find ourselves in. And you don't realize the small triggers. A big thing for me is how you, someone's talking to me about this, that we all interpret what it, love and relationships look like low-key based on what we've seen. Even the people who are like, oh, you know, maybe, so for example, if you grew up in a house where when your daddy came home, everybody was shaking, you might not want that for yourself. And so you might be active about, I don't want that. But you now have other tendencies that come from those kinds of things that you take into relationships. And you don't know that those triggers are coming from what you've seen at home. So sometimes I'm just like, do you guys even know the, as in,
do you know your
the
triggers?
Willy-nilly like, effect that you've had based on the way you people were behaving.
They don't know. Of course they don't know. Think so. They don't know. They don't know. We can't, I mean, for me, I feel like if we wait around hoping that one day they get there, we're going to put our lives on hold.
Yeah.
So it's like, you are just, you have a responsibility on, for your for own self. First of all, it's yourself first to sort of be like, okay, I've now understood that I was jacked up.
Yeah.
I've been jacked up. Now, how are we going to fix this?
Yeah.
Then that's where you now start. And the honest truth is that, this is very hard to hear, but the honest truth is that you actually regress a lot in the place of dysfunction. So even if you go to counseling and your therapy is like, here are your list of action words. Go out, girl.
Yeah.
By the time you get home, you now walk through the door and someone's like, where have you? And this. Let me tell you something. Everything you've learned is going to just reset. You're going to fall asleep in fear, in anger, pained, tired. You're going to wake up next morning. You're going to be like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So honestly, if you can afford to move out, do not do
that. The thing is, even this moving out, I always think about it. You know, another thing I've learned about, well, I don't know. So I think I have a very, I think a lot of me and a lot of people I know have a very different thing about this. I think also because we're fairly comfortable, we've also been sheltered to a lot of reality. So when you look at like my friends in England, they were free and independent from quite a while. In Nigeria, this, especially this idea of you're at home till you marry, a lot of people don't actually know, are not equipped to deal with like real life independence and actually living by yourself, being alone. If you haven't had that in this country, is wild. Because sometimes I think about how much I do that's still connected to my parents, that if I had to do all of this stuff on my own, I might actually collapse.
You actually won't.
You know,
you actually have to step out to know that. Honestly, that's the honest truth. Yes, it seems wild because you're like, how? It's not even possible. But if you don't have that, even if you do it for 3 months or 6 months,
yeah,
you have to learn how to live independently of your parents.
Yeah.
Like, you have to learn how to live without their voices in your head when you wake up. You
need to. It's the voices in your head that
you need to step away from, because it's going to slow you down.
Their mother's voices are still in their head. They're grown, their mother is still telling them how to raise children, how to treat their husband, how to do this and that. You just see adults, everybody is like a little puppet to your parents. And so the relationship doesn't change. It doesn't grow into, we're now both adults and we should relate to each other as such.
Yeah. No.
It's still this kind of, and I think it's a weird cultural, like, full respect thing that has just robbed families of real connection.
And it's really, really sad, because I think if our parents had actually done this right or caught themselves early enough, we don't even know the kind of relationship we'll have with them, how it would change us. Like, when I'll be reading about like some 14-year-old guy from the US, like traveling, meeting like presidents, and I'm like, just please, where's her mom? Oh yeah, let's hear what her mom wants. My mom encouraged me. No, but it's true, you hear it. Like, yeah, my mom always told me that I was gonna be great. Me, what did I hear? Girl, sometimes even when people tell me you're a genius, I'm like, why are you telling lies? And they're like, why don't you believe? I'm like, because nobody in my house ever told me that. Nobody in my house ever told me I was going to be great. Nobody ever like read any of my things. So it's quiet for that. So I have to now deal with the fact that I didn't hear. So I have to affirm myself.
Otherwise, you go around seeking validation.
That's not the bad part.
Because you never got it.
Because I never got it. So and I have those, to deal like, with
those
that.
Those are some of the, again, triggers.
I want us to talk about. There's dysfunction that people don't notice.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know that this thing is not normal.
Yeah.
It's not normal. You don't know.
That this is not how you're supposed this to behave as a functional human being. It's wrong.
Let me tell you one that I find very common. There are a lot of friends I have. And for a long time, I was sheltered because my parents are not like this.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it was a thing. So you have parents that have a terrible relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And place the burden of emotional maturity on their children.
Mm-hmm. It's so
you are using the child as a go-between, as a pendulum, as Lord. A your daddy said, your mommy said, tell your dad, tell your mom.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of when you want to make a decision, you have to weigh how both people will feel. Whether this thing you want to do can be used as a weapon by either of them
that's against so each much. Other. That's so much for a child.
And it's just for a child, a teenager, for even for an adult.
An adult. It's unfair. So you have
people that are planning new lives based around, literally, if we get an apartment here, daddy will say it's because of this.
Yeah.
If we get a house here, mommy will say it's because of this. The traditional wedding, if you don't, okay, which imam will do it, which pastor will do it, because you know the way daddy feels about, and it's literally like you are doing a lot, you're spending a lot of your life doing that, down to your degree, down to where you spend holidays, so down painful. To the type down of friends every, the type of friends
type you of friends have, you have so and people and you accommodate.
A lot of people are going to hear this thing and be like, hey, but I'm not dying. You are, bro.
You kind of are, though. But,
like, I don't know how to keep it 100. Without, because it's not something that it's just something that I recognized after
it's
a while.
A
like,
harsh
why are you
reality.
Doing? Why
yeah.
are you doing this?
Yeah,
my look. In fact, don't worry. It's just that mom see this and pop see that, and they don't really talk. Or when you become you and your achievements are used as a weapon.
Yeah, exactly. Against, because you are now successful. Because you feel like you've done well.
A refusal and this is something that I always encourage people to rebel against, right? I'm all for honoring parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. But one thing I don't like is when people try to pressure young people to honor absent parents.
Yeah.
I'm not with the shit.
Yeah. I'm not with it.
Parents have to honor as well. They have to honor. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I'm not going to be part of this.
Because of you, somebody grows up being called names. She didn't grow up with her daddy.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up with his daddy. That's why they are wild. That's why they behave like this. And then all of a sudden,
they're
like,
successful. And it's like, oh, what?
Well, which of the daddies? Which of them? Which of the daddies? Them? So sometimes I feel like there's a lot of pressure that we're put on the.
Oh, absolutely.
To when you're forced to make dysfunction look like it's normal.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think also another dysfunction in wealthy households is the dysfunction of money.
Ha!
Oh, Lord.
Ha!
You see, a lot of people their fathers
middle
are
class.
Making enough money to take care of anything. Most everybody in that family has a warped relationship. Warped. With the realities of money. So you have households, the dad takes care of anything. First of all, none of you understand the value of money. And then you have this weird idea about how money is supposed to work in families. And it just kind of messes everything up. So everybody's dependent on one central point. And I find a lot of guys that I've met who grew up in households like that feel overwhelming pressure to be that guy, and they're also not able to fully connect sometimes in relationships because they feel like they've done their bit, they've made the cash, you know, they're able to provide for their babes or take care of their babes, but they're not able to do anything else because it's like, well, I mean, we grew up well and my daddy just provide, but have you ever had a conversation with this guy? Do you know like what he's about? Does your mom talk to him? You know, she's buying bags, cool, but you know, is that how it is? All these weird things. I mean, even different dynamics, a worst dynamic when your mother is even making more money than your father, all sorts of shit gets,
you know,
messed up.
Is it healthy? Does mommy insult daddy and say, was that not the one
you
that
start to see overcompensation happening?
Things?
You then learn that
you learn
relationships
that.
Are about overcompensating, even if you are doing well. Hey. Listen,
it's a
just
hot
plenty,
mess.
Plenty.
Yeah, it's a big,
it's a hot, hot
and dirty mess. Then there's a lot of,
I think the black sheep thing is also an interesting dynamic in families.
When
in a family, there's one kid that is different, and the parents kind of use their siblings against them. It's a very weird.
I've dealt with that. Maybe you're not even bad. Maybe you're just different. Maybe you just don't want to roll the way mommy and daddy are saying you should roll.
Yeah.
I am very. I'm very. My foundation is God. So if I sense that I've been called to do something different, that means that hello, Jesus was like, you gotta leave everybody and their niggas if you want to do this thing right with me. So let's even take it there. So you're already now feeling like. You know, if we're in America, maybe someone at 5, they were like, you know, mom, I'm getting visions. What's that mom going to do? Like, oh, let's go to the pastor. Oh, we gotta like raise this gift in you. You have a gift. And you know, they're prophesying, speaking words. You there, they're saying,
Who are you? Who do you think you are? What do you mean by this thing that you are saying? Why do you want to? Do you think that you are abroad? Do you think that you're this? Do you think you're that? They just crush it. And then, okay, let's say you break out everyone you're older. Then it's like, so you think you're better than us? Like, do you think that we don't even know? You know, and then before you know it, my younger sister is calling me and say, ah, mommy said that. Hey, you did this. So, ah, now, wow.
It's a very weird dynamic when parents try and pit siblings against
it's really awful because you don't even know who to
doing right against the other, and they don't understand that the kind of damage
it's really damaging because you don't know who to trust. Exactly. You don't know, okay, is my brother on my side, my sister on my side, or you know, is mommy gonna call them if I say I did this? Is she gonna say, ah, that's how she now went to go?
It's awful. Really messed up because okay, it's I'm awful. Glad they're doing well. Why, what does that have to do with me? Why you I don't get.
Why am I the one?
Why are you calling me out?
Why are you calling me?
Because they're doing well. Also, your brother did it. And so, good for him.
There's something I also found recently. It's something that I've been wondering about, whether I have too Americanized a view about relationships in general. So, my brothers and I are cool.
Yeah.
But we're not like...
best of friends.
Toast, yeah. Right? Like...
Like, we're not tight. We good.
Like they don't, you know, if they need something, though, like,
yeah.
You know, okay, I'm their big sister, and that's fine. Like, if there's a problem. But we're not incredibly close.
Yeah.
You know? And now that we're adults, like, we sat down and I was like, okay, so what's going to have to happen is you have to, once again, we're siblings by function of blood.
Yeah.
No, I had this conversation. Like, we are blood because we were born into this family. A relationship is completely different.
Yeah.
Okay?
You have to build it.
There are people I would die on the line for because we've cultivated that relationship. If we don't do that as adults, okay, there is no obligation.
Don't bring your children to African my house, thing of,
I don't believe
it. That's not even happening here.
Don't bring... As in, if we're not guys like that, you and your children are going to wait outside.
That's not... It's actually... What do you mean?
My cousin, I don't
know you. I don't know you. Like, we don't roll that way. Oh, I'm having a wedding in the village. That's cool. I actually don't know I don't even know who you are. I got that phone call and I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't even know anything about you. Just because there's a last
name. I'm actually not going.
It's not happening. It's really not. And there's that pressure as well to... And it's family. Skirt.
Wow. See, this Nigeria family pressure, even though your family is like a house of cards and any small bread is going to break down. None of you. But the kind of alliance we think we should feel. And it's weird because my family, there was a time when my family had a big issue with me because I seemed to have more alliance to like my friends. And I was like, because I've been through, like, it was a time where I felt like the only people that were actually there were
they've
these my friends.
So they
felt like my family.
They've cried with me.
Why do I want to be going out of my way to come and be having like a full family lunch where we're all sitting down doing eye service with you guys?
Like we're awkward.
When
we're
I can
not really
actually
connecting.
Be with people that I enjoy being around. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, who are nurturing you? Who are...
It's very weird.
Please, let's not complicate things. Let's not complicate
family,
things.
Family.
Let's
dynamic.
Not complicate things.
This blood is thicker than water. I don't know.
In fact, that quote is even wrong.
I actually don't even really know.
The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water. Wait, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Yes.
That is what it's actually saying.
So it's actually saying that you know, you can actually, you are your guys. That's the covenant right there.
Yeah, your guys.
People can move crazy. When you hear things like, that's how somebody's brother was going to kill themselves. People are like, they're family. I'm like, no,
it's
they're human
family,
beings.
They're
Someone
separate
went crazy
people.
And decided to do something. That's it.
That,
Let's
that doesn't
get,
have anything
strip
to do with
down
the other
label
people.
And just look at people as people. What are we capable of? The absolute worst.
No,
leave us to our
like
devices.
That, that's why if you want to marry someone now, they'll say that, their mommy is crazy. Their auntie, am I marrying her? You say yes.
You actually are.
Like, you know, there's just so many little things.
You actually are.
Our culture has bred a lot of room for dysfunction, and we don't even realize it because we think, this is just how things are. And they'll compare it that this is not. I'm like, look, forget American culture and different, but there's some things that I think we can actually really learn because, look, people are suffocating in their aloneness surrounded by family.
Yeah.
It's
they
quite
can't,
wild.
They can't speak up about it because even if you speak about it, all
you
hear
just
is
even be yourself.
Family.
It's crazy.
Family.
I don't
endure until you die.
You can't
do it.
In my household, my children are not able to actually speak freely. It seems bizarre to me. And so me, I'm like, I desperately want and need, but I know that intentions can be good, but if you don't gain the tools by yourself to actually do it better, you're just going to follow
the same patterns
and then be resentful
really
that you followed
really
those patterns. Yeah.
It's all just really weird and scary, and there's it's no part scary, of it that's fun or interesting. Like I resent the glamorization of dysfunction. I hate it.
I hate it.
I hate it more than anything. Like something that irritates me. It's just, this is not okay. This is not normal. Because it's we're actually not.
Yeah. Like, whenever I hear, oh, that's a Nigerian person, I'm like, I'm so sorry. You can take that on your J's. You can believe that. When you're around me, I bind that thought in the name of Jesus. It's you don't bring it near me. Because it's not true. It's actually not true.
And also not so I'm like,
is that how you are going to be to your own child? Because that's how you were raised. Like, are you not even going to try to push the needle a little bit? You're not going to try? It's just like, this is it. Don't bring it around me. No. I'm like, you can keep that where you are by yourself.
And then the dysfunction of financial power.
Hey.
Somebody was saying there are two ways to be the oldest child. Be born the oldest child or be the one with the
most
money.
Or be the one with the most money. Let me tell you. There are two ways to have power.
There are two ways.
Yep.
I have lots of friends that are waiting to make money and then they're going to show their real self. Because for now, the family, you talk too much, they'll kick you out. You don't have anywhere to go. No problem. You wait.
You wait and for me to have...
This thing kills me because I can't count the number of people that we've had a discussion where they say, once they start making money, their parents start complaining that they've changed. But at least they know that this is the real.
This is actually how I am.
This is how real I am. Really? What's funny? Issues that your parents had before with decisions you make once you start having plenty of money.
No, once you're completely independent. I'm telling you, one of my boys moved out. Like, as in, all he could pay was first year rent. He told me he was sleeping on his mattress for 3 months. And his dad would be like, you moved out now? And he's like, yeah, trust me. It's just because I've paid the, I'm broke.
I just want to be out.
But as soon as, look, when they come into his place now, they actually, they're like,
You know, they move differently.
No, he's like, when I want to go and visit them, I go on my own. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, he was like, he had to go. He didn't even know what was going to happen after he paid that first year, but he was like, he had to move it. He didn't know. He was like, he just had to go. There was a point where he was like a prisoner in his own house.
Yeah.
You can't even move freely because someone's looking at you like, I'm paying. That what you're eating
is my food.
There was one time at home, I had to start buying, like,
Stop buying food.
No, because I come back from the gym and they're like, only you, 4 eggs. By the way, I do eat 4 eggs. Yeah. Girl, best believe I had to clear a space in the fridge and I'm like, these are my eggs. You had to be like that. I stopped paying for my own internet. They changed it for me. They were like, you have a job now, so pay for your own. Story change.
Everything starts changing.
Are you joking?
And if you make too much of it, oh Lord. Now you start all of a sudden having things to do that you didn't have to do before.
Pay for. Why don't you just...
Things are just... It's just...
Pay for.
I don't know. Why don't you just... I find family dynamics.
Boundaries.
I don't even want to get into the nature of extended family and why they should not be involved in my nuclear family.
I don't even sweat them.
Before we get to extended family, one thing I find so interesting is how people keep hush hush about what is sort of like obvious dysfunction, right?
So, yeah.
Like, your parents basically are just chilling.
They don't really like each other anymore.
They don't like each other.
Nobody wants to talk about this.
Everybody knows who your mom's boyfriend is. Everybody knows who your pops' girlfriend is.
Nobody wants to talk about this.
So, like, your whole family.
Everybody knows, but nobody wants to talk about this, right? Yep. It doesn't make sense.
I don't grab. It doesn't make sense.
Like,
and then is that when his mom is daddy? Well, no, everybody's moving mad. So, everybody's moving mad.
Everybody's kind of crazy. Yeah. So,
let's just pop it all out in the open.
Yeah.
Let's
sit down.
Okay, so, madam, what's going on here?
Yeah,
If you don't send this guy again, you people, what is going on here? Because you're affecting us. I have friends that I would avoid, literally what somebody was talking about. You move, you wake up in the morning, you have nothing to do, but you must leave.
You have to leave the house because it's not comfortable.
You must leave this house.
It's not comfortable. You feel like you're in house.
You're just
like,
observing nonsense going on. You know,
and it's just like, this is not... And even if you bring it out, it's like, what do you know? Have you been married? Do you know how this... No one is saying relationships are not easy. Point blank, whether it's friendship, your boss, whatever it is. But bruh, if we're just going to walk around like, these guys, like we cannot see that these people are crazy.
We can't hear, like, as if we are deaf or something.
And they're not supposed to look, they're just looking at you like, whatever you see is your own business, but keep it inside here.
Can't count the number of times I've gone out with a few of my guy friends. I'm like, guys, you have to leave this spot. So how far? My popsy and his baby are there.
Wow.
Maybe just X. I'm just like,
how would that so be? Like, so nobody's gonna. So like, so you're not gonna address that. Tomorrow morning, you guys are Unyan. That so I saw you out last night. That wasn't my mother. How far?
Like no,
no talking.
Or the absence of like even respect for personal boundaries. Yeah. And that's something. This is something that I find so incredibly interesting. Wow, this thing
for me is just. So I remember they asking me why would I be locking my door. I thought what?
Yep.
This is actually my room. Saying, is it your room? Did you buy this house? Actually, no, this is the space that I have. Thing. If you want to
say things like that. Also an embarrassing tactic.
For, yeah.
Because it's like, okay,
yeah.
You know I don't have money. So why are you
I don't have a room? What is this? Like, this is all I have.
It's an ego thing. It's like, oh, you must know that I paid for this.
We all know I'm poor.
Like, we know.
Like, cool. Like, that, trying to make
like
me
we more, all know that I actually
more useless. It's like a breaking down so that you can look. Our parents can really be mad. It's like they break you down. Like you're gonna come back to
here.
Me.
Like we all know like, that I live here.
They break everybody you down. They break here. You down so that
everybody
come back.
Knows that this is not my house. But what do you want from me? Can I have a as in,
can I have
one
space?
Can I just have fine? You know, and then just the random. I remember one time. I can't remember what happened. You know. Threatening me that if you're not careful, we'll send you out of this house. I said,
I've heard those threats. I
have to ask,
amazing.
Where will I go? No, I asked them point blank, where do you suggest that I go? What are you talking about? You send me, like, I was so angry that day. We had a big fight. I was like, what are you saying? What do you mean you're going? Send me to where?
Can send
like,
you out.
You two, you can't follow through with this. What are you talking about? You're sending me out. What did I do that requires you to tell me? Of course, you know that I don't have anywhere to go. How can you now be throwing it in my face? What's that?
It's so wicked. It's honestly.
Ask, send me to where? It's honestly like, so to where? It's not even people that come and carry me from my auntie's house that I've moved into.
It's actually so wicked. It's actually so wicked. And look,
yeah, that's the
lot. Free, like throwing
you're threatening
back.
Me.
For me, that's one big, big thing. It's just like, look, I told my mom one day, I put it to you that nobody over the age of 23 that still lives at home is gleeful.
No,
not a single person I know.
Is happy about
it. It's just like, do you know this is my dream life? Where I am right now, in my parents' house, eating their food.
This is what I want for myself.
Measuring jizzle.
Hearing them tell this me every day that they cared for me, that they sacrificed so much for me, that they stayed
the
in the marriage
trip.
Because
that
of
now
me.
Now, what for you? At your age, we don't move out, we don't bond, don't.
Where's the date? Every time you come home, did you go on a date? Where's the date? Where's the man? When are you going to get married? What's going on here? Why is your face so dark? What's happening here? You're adding weight.
Okay.
You're too skinny.
They were asking me where's my mom. I never brought a man now. They're having questions about Basha, but you guys wanted a man and I brought one. So what you have?
I am deliberately being very intentional about dating because I know that my mother is eager for me to. And I'm like, here's the thing. I kind of don't want to make the same mistakes you made.
Yeah.
So I am going to choose very wisely.
Yeah.
I know what I want my man to. I want him to be this. I want him to be patient. I want him to be kind. I want him to be respectful. What I'm not going to do is wake up at 2 in the morning and be having a shouting match. I'm saying, you are stupid. And he'll be saying, you are foolish. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right here. So we're going to have to work on me.
Yeah.
Then...
you cannot move to,
because if there's one thing I know about manipulative men, once they sense vulnerability, girl, they're gonna pounce, they're gonna grab you and be like, you, I will get you. You're going to be under my control. Then what kind of life are we going to have after that? You can't.
It's weird that you also attract your dysfunction.
You actually do. Well. You actually do. Either you loyal have gotten to a good place and you bring it out of them and they look at themselves like, whoa, sis, I'm actually problematic. Let me go sort myself out. Then I'll come back to you. Or they're going to look at you and be like, so you think you are now the best because you went to counseling. Okay, please do. Let me just pack my bag and leave here because we are not even ready for what's coming for you at all.
Man, it's interesting and weird.
This topic makes me laugh because there are so many people in my DMs that told me how they moved continents.
Yeah, you just want to be away.
Someone told me that she had never been to Dubai. She started looking for work in the UAE.
Just so she can go there.
I was like, but sis, how far Abuja?
She
said,
like,
no, she said it's too close.
Ghana.
Like,
it's too close.
No.
It's too
close. She got a job in Sierra Leone. She said it's still not fine. No.
She's like, nah, it's too close.
That's niggas. UAE. She needed a place with time difference.
Niggas can move. Look.
I could not. You know when you're honestly like in a state of higgy? I was like, are you being serious?
Sometimes it's that
That's
bad.
Why I jumped up when FK was like, we should have this topic. Because the DMs I got were just blowing my mind. Somebody told me her and her sibling because they fight because it was a matter of first to get there. Because the first one will move. Second one. It's the last person that will not have a problem because you too.
Yep.
So all of them started hustling that
we're getting out.
So like it actually caused an actual fight between her and her siblings because the person that was the last man standing was now under even more. So all of them to abandon me.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of this rubbish? And two of them from the above are saying, well, sorry, mate.
We've left.
So sorry.
Good luck.
And good luck to you. And I was just wondering, like, but is there a way to possibly, like, okay, you know what these things are, right? Like, you have a fair idea. So the things that we're going to say, people are going to be like, is that really dysfunctional? Are we being extra? So you recognize what these things are, right? Is there a proper way to draw? Because a lot of dysfunction comes from not from like unclear boundaries.
No, you can't.
Is there a way that does not include marrying to draw?
I used to draw these lines.
This is another thing. Like this is such an interesting age. I'm 26 and I have friends that are married.
I consider it very heavily.
They got married. These are friends that I know their parents. It's like they are different people. I cannot disrespect. I just don't know where it came from.
Now all of a sudden you are now a full human being.
This thing that you've been looking for since, all of a sudden it comes from nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden your parents know that they can't talk to you anyhow.
They can't just be calling you.
There has to be a separation.
Yes, because now you have a husband.
There has to be a separation.
So all of a sudden it's like, oh, if you can't do something, you're not being selfish.
Yeah.
You just have your own time and your own space. And I'm just like, wow. I'm being serious. Is this like a real?
Yeah.
This is like a new thing. I had it as a gist, but now that my friends are getting married,
you can see the change.
It's a real thing.
There has to be a separation before they demand something.
One of my friends has her favorite excuse. You know what she says? Well, my husband. Then her mom still just met change. The one just say,
"Ah, your husband.
Ma Benu, ma worry. I'll find somebody else that can do it. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think of it though." Don't worry.
It's different.
And I'm just like, so is this the only game plan we have in this place? That's the only card we can pull.
I'm getting married. I'm moving out.
So every time you want to fight, you fight your parents. Do you know what? I'm married. I'm moving. See, people are all mad here. I'm going to marry and I'm going to get out of here.
Do you know, but the truth of the matter is that, for example, I can't imagine doing another like 2 years. I actually can't. No, it's not for any reason. And the truth is, I'm not even suffering, but I can't. I can't do it. I have to gather my coins.
You actually have to, because I mean, even if you feel like, you know, there's dysfunction and like what Jola said about, oh, are we being extra? There's dysfunction and then there's trauma. It's on different levels. Yeah. There's trauma. There's highly distressing situations because you just don't know when someone's going to pop up on you. You don't know when you'll be having a good day. You've been washed. You come home and someone's saying, look at this foolish girl. Look at the time you're coming home. You don't even have a husband. You got to get out. Like, there's no other way. There's no... In order for you to take care of yourself, you have to get
it's
out
of it.
It's just
interesting
because I have a friend from afar, like, I'm really proud of her. She's one of close. She's like an acquaintance. I woke up one day in worry and was like, you know what?
She bounced.
She came to Lagos.
Wow. But do you know, do you actually know?
She said that her family She found her, she was sleeping on the floor. Her hand and mattress on the floor. She said, I don't care.
It's like you have to start over.
Dynamics have now changed in that the first year was so hard. Like, there are so many times that she was just crying. The first year was literally hell. It was embarrassing. Like, friends couldn't come to visit her because she was like, there's nothing there. It's just me. My mattress and mop broom.
I have lived it. Look, when I was on my way to freedom, no one could visit. No one. Storm, where you at? Guys, I'm not coming out tonight. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know. Because that process of coming out is very painful. Yeah. Because first of all, you pass a lot of guilt. You pass a lot of shame. You don't know if you're doing the right
thing. That's a big one. That guilt is a big one. You feel like you're doing something to them rather than doing something for yourself.
Yep. So, hey, if you're going to move out, just have strong support system. You need people that are going to call you every day and be like, you're doing the right thing. They're trying to kill you. You need to go. Because if you don't hear those people telling you that, you're gonna go back
And then 6 months later, when you're spotting a black eye or you don't even have any self-confidence, you're going to be like, I wish I did it. You don't, please don't get to have that.
Do you know people who actually just move out based on, actually, I'm grown up now. Maybe I'm 26 or whatever.
A lot of my guy friends do, but a lot of my, I've not heard of my female friends. Yeah. I think I'm the first in my group that's moved out. Just because I'm like,
yeah,
hey guys,
yeah, like I want to move out. I don't have any female friends, but I think about it all the time. I'm like, yeah, what do I want to do at home?
What? All my guy friends, as soon as like they clock or they've saved up maybe like two mil, they're already like, oh yeah, where can I pay 1 year? They're already out. They don't even care about even what is going to happen.
Get a roommate or whatever.
They literally would do anything because they're like, I'm grown. That
because it's you becoming a man, but I'm like, but I'm also suffocated.
But the woman is like, husband's house. Yeah. Husband.
It's almost where are you going?
But you know what's strange? If you're in America or in abroad and you actually want to move out, it's different. My younger sister, she's 4 years behind me. She got an apartment and everybody was celebrating.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on.
Even when I was in uni and I lived in London, my family has a house in London. I got my own place.
I don't know what it is about you being there. And it's sort of like, oh, it's okay.
I paid for it. Everybody was happy. Everybody understood that I need a separate place to be. Well, then again, it's for uni, so I can study and not be disturbed.
Even if you have a job now, and you are like, I want to pay, it's somewhat acceptable. Yeah. Like, okay, your work, I always done.
I look at like,
big girl.
Some of my older cousins, I'm like, why, as in, how are you at home? Look, not even if it's so bad, it's just, I'm like, I don't even want to be free.
You actually have to learn what it means to live alone. You have to actually learn what it means to take care of a flat, a house in Lagos. It's mad. Look,
it's different.
It's madness. I am dealing with it. It's madness. You don't even know how much your parents take care of until you live alone. You now realize that, plumbers are mad. Electricians are.
Like carpenters are not okay.
Water doesn't run sometimes. You learn. And our parents love us to live at home so that they can be like, you don't even know anything.
You don't.
If this thing breaks, who will you call? So they're easy to mock you like, come on, sit down. What do you know? You're so spoiled. But the moment you're on your own, they respect you because they're like, okay.
You're doing things. I really don't know how to.
It's a very messed up. I'm telling you, even if you want to get roommates, just be like, you know what, for 6 months, I can pay this for 6 months. I'm going to do it. When you come back in, your energy is different. I'm telling you, a lot of things will shift. They'll look at you
so you could live.
You have to pack your look.
Because that's why I was thinking about it. Okay, you know, I don't know what will happen in marriage, but if peradventure I'm at home till the end of next year, I gotta go. It's not even because of anything. I just have to go. What am I doing there?
You have to go.
It's okay now.
You don't even know how much you have until you go.
We don't have separation. Like, you've done your bit. I'm now an adult, but I don't feel like
you don't feel like one.
For example, if too many people want to come to my house, I have to ask somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid of the noise levels. Hey, okay, is this okay?
You open your fridge. Who is the owner of this? Who? Mommy, are you using this thing to? I'm saying it now.
Because you just don't know.
You know, and it's just like, what?
And when I go to
guys' houses that they moved out, I'm like, hey, yeah, so you're free. You actually visit your parents based on, I want to see you.
Yeah.
And then when you pack, where you?
You
see,
leave.
You just, when you see, when you start positioning your key on top of your phone,
you leave. You actually go home.
You're not going to your room.
No. You're like, thank you so much. It was lovely seeing you. You look healthy. I'm out. Like,
you know, I'll be having a day I don't talk to anybody. Someone just opened my door.
So what exactly is it that you say you're even doing it?
Oh my goodness. Have you woken up at 1 a.m.? What was this thing?
This thing you say you're doing, are you even going anywhere with it? Don't be annoyed, but should people be told you, oh, keep going around. And then before you know, you're just like,
they'll be telling you, it's not 10 o'clock. Why are you with your laptop in this house? I'm working, but you're at home.
Okay. What kind of work is this?
You just feel like,
is this my life?
Is this my life now?
You will second guess everything. I'm telling you, unless you break out, we don't even know how tight it's a noose. Like, it's around your neck.
It's money that's my issue.
You have to save it up. You have to. I don't even know how else to say it. You got to cut back on some things. You have to save it up.
And then, I don't want to go and live in a mattress.
Look.
I want a nice flat.
I have. Look at. I have a sermon for you. Go and listen to Freedom is a Bloody Thing from TD Jakes. So you understand that when you are when there's a need, you don't have it yet. When something is like you gotta go, you will.
I'm like, my parents.
What are you talking about, girl?
I'm about to.
No, don't worry. It won't be. You will find it. You just have to save. Just download Piggy Bank and just be like, okay, 1 year rent. I want to save for 20, whatever it is. The moment you get it, don't even think about it twice. You pay it. You pay it and you go. Because you're never going to live freely. As long as you know there's some dysfunction, there's fear, there's anxiety, it's never going to go while you are there. It's only going to build and build and build and build and build. And it's either you keep suppressing it or one day it's... Or you carry it to your husband's house. Yeah. That's it.
You literally marry and you carry.
You will never know who you are supposed to be unless you step out of the environment that raised you a certain
way. It's weird, Shia, because like if I moved back to London, for example, it would not even be a question. I'm going to be on my own. It would be fantastic.
Because then you're around people that are like...
Everybody would be so happy.
I knew so many people. Some of my colleagues when I was in New York, they were like... Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have the culture here. Two jobs, they saved. They were literally like, I was just living somewhere in Brooklyn with like three roommates. They didn't care for them. They were like, I need to live. Then when they now got the stable job, then they tell you, then after 2 years, I got this apartment here. Then I got my own space. It was tiny at first. And they're telling you about progress studies. And you're looking at them like, but you're only 24. They're like, you are 28. And you're like,
I'm still living at home.
What's happening here?
I forgot to remove the
chicken from the freezer. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
where are you? Okay, I'm just having dinner with my friend.
The last time I got a call at work, did you leave your AC on at home? Hey, daddy says he can feel AC and your door is locked. Did you leave it? I'm like, no, I turned it off. He can't feel it. He's angry. Do you know I was in a state of panic for 8 hours? When I got home, I was so afraid. I was like, God, did you actually... I opened my door. Guys, the AC was off. I knew I turned it off, but the fear, they made me really believe.
No,
it was the wind. It was breeze from outside.
You just said this thing now. I just think about how bizarre it is that I'm actually grown. Like, I'm a grown adult.
I'm grown up.
I will still get phone calls about like, where are you? Who are you with? What do you mean? It's 11 o'clock. This is a weekday. Uh-huh. I'm very aware.
I take delight in stressing my mother out. Hello, where are you? It's pharmacy. They said I'm pregnant.
That is where we'll start from. Because if you think you're mad,
I don't think they even understand.
That's so crazy because they bring it out of you. They bring it out of you.
They'll call me and I just start squeaking and squalling.
Like, why are you phoning me?
Why are you phoning
me? I was like, what's
it? It raises your anxiety levels next level.
When I lived in a separate country for you,
you could do
it.
This is your room. Don't you feel like it's getting... What is it? And I'll start screaming.
I like where I put them.
Oh.
You're scared?
What? Why is this on here? Why is it on the bed like this?
Why is your skirt like
this? You
say
you are tidy, but look at these things like this.
This hair you are... What?
I actually what like is the it? Way I've done my thing.
What is it?
If you don't mind.
Is it the new stuff?
Yes.
It's...
Leave me. I'm begging you, please. I don't have any freedom. Now, my human self, that one too is not okay. That was okay. You are adding, you are losing. See your face. See your cheeks. See your eyes.
They
see
don't
your
even
friend.
Know.
She's doing business. You are still here.
You are still here.
Like a chicken. You don't have any place to land.
Honestly.
What? Is it, like, that's one of my favorite statements in this. Before they finish, before they start to me, what? My daddy said, calm down. I said, no.
You know that thing?
The way I start, I said, I'm about to fight somebody.
You know that your parents say that you I didn't kill my own people, you didn't kill me. That's what I'm still telling them now. Like, look, you can't kill me. That you can't kill me. I won't kill my daughter. And you will not kill me.
Like, I actually have a life to live. I want to live it. Please let me live it.
You know, just things like, oh, I need you to... Actually, it's the middle of the day and I have things to do. No.
As long as I can see you, but you are here.
Where will you carry your brother to do this thing? Where will you carry...
I won't, actually.
I mean, I'm just like, oh, lest I forget. At some point, you people just started telling me no.
Yeah.
And I figured it out myself. So how about we repeat that same experience?
She gets.
Yep.
Nobody's going to die. So selfish. Because I don't like it when you...
So what's going to happen is I have a lot of work to do. So we can pick this up. We can pick this up at a later date.
Look, that would work.
The busy prayer meeting, to Sobi, I just be looking as if I can't hear anything. Let's just pray for people that don't have any sense of guidance for others.
So we will bring God into it. God is in heaven. Well, like
you say, didn't what I said. But you don't have regard for family.
You don't have regard. Let's talk.
The
let's
Bible
talk.
Says, honor your mother and your father.
And I'm just, I'm struggling a lot because my parents are actually great people. But on some days, I'm just like, do you know that we're all mad here? And do you know what you're doing to me? You're making me actually nuts. Like, you're making me behave like you're somebody that is crazy. I sit down and talk to myself for hours, planning I'm getting out of this place. Is that normal behavior?
It's so funny.
Now, when you think about it, it's funny, but it's actually madness.
It's like madness. It's insanity.
And I just feel like...
You're just like...
And do you know the thing? I actually don't have. It's not like you know. My parents are actually fine.
Before we get to anyway, some people be like, I don't know what you're talking about. See, if you see your father or mother's name on your phone, and your first reaction is anxiety or fear,
dysfunction. Hashtag triggered. Hashtag you're in trouble.
If your heartbeat shifts longer, or what you do is you wait till you keep ignoring the phone call.
Yeah,
like that is not normal. Let me put it.
If you gotta twist the truth, where you're at, if you don't know how to talk about certain things. Hashtag dysfunction. Stop denying it. It's okay.
If you have to prepare, it's okay. Before you speak.
If you have to prepare, if you gotta write it out so that you stick to the script.
Think about what you're gonna say before you say something that you think is important. I put it to you that's not
stop
it.
Stop living in denial.
Konoma. We Konoma. It
like we're so sorry for bringing it out in the open, but you gotta face this.
Our
demons.
Many and it's different. That's the thing about dysfunction.
It's different family zone.
It's like a
special. It's like a custom flavor. And then what will now happen is you will now form your own family. He will now bring his own. You will bring your. It's not like a custom flavor of more dysfunction.
Oh,
it's just
Lord.
A beautiful stuff.
You guys are just dancing around the stew, like, oh, what are we gonna throw in here? Oh, some abusive words. Insults. Put it in there. Lack of self-confidence. Throw it in there. Yeah, and anyway, just cooking. Yeah, are y'all moving around it?
So, anyway, at the end of the day, you know, we've said everything we said. I find it interesting. And I hope, I mean, I guess my takeaway from it, so my hope from this is I hope people start to recognize the things you've picked up along the way.
Something Storm.
Does he want to say Stormzy? Storm.
Storm has said that all of us have skipped over. She has mentioned
counseling therapy. Like listen, times. Personally, I'm actually taking it upon myself because I'm even just curious to see what even comes out of like a session.
We'll jump out.
You get well, just what jump just out of me. Oh, okay. Was that in me? Because friends, we've been talking since morning. All of us are
we're still mad.
We're still mad.
Friend therapy is great, but it ain't it. We're still fine. It's certified counselor.
Your friends is, you know, they're inclined to be on your side and they don't really have tools to help you dig sometimes.
Yeah, and if they're not on your side, just ignore them.
Yeah, like what's your point?
Amen.
If they're not on my side, you're obviously wrong. So what are you talking about?
If you just become angry, your friends will try to advise you and be like, well, what I think is, because my boyfriend doesn't, I'll just be like, you know what, actually,
I don't think
I grab what you're saying, but here's what we're going to do. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And by the way, they've not lived what you, because everybody has different levels. So if FK has never dealt with like an abusive like mother-daughter relationship. No matter what she says to me, I know that she's not lived it. So she won't understand the anxiety, the fear that comes with it. But she will understand certain things like my mom coming to my room to now be like, why is your distance? So she understands that level.
But I wouldn't understand a lot of your own triggers.
So do you understand?
Sometimes a professional is key. It doesn't mean you're mad.
You're not mad. Even if you're mad, look, it's okay. But do you want to enter Yaba left? That's not good, though.
Yeah. Even if you're mad and so.
Honestly, I'm actually going to do it. I'm actually going to go to a session because I just want to know what is really going on.
Unpack it. Bring it out.
Yeah, I need to unpack some shit. Like, some, I have thoughts. I'm like,
that ain't right.
That ain't right. I'm like, that's not it. This is the way one should
processing information. There's something I've noted in how dysfunction makes you so sneaky.
Yes.
You become a very good liar. You become very good at camouflaging,
hiding your true self. Yeah. Sometimes it slips and people are like, who is that? Is that you? And you're like, oh, actually, this is the real me.
Yeah, like, this is my dysfunction.
This is what's happening here. Guys, please. There's so much life to live. Like, you gotta be your best self, man. Come what may, you have to fight it. You have to fight through it. You have to fight through toxic culture, through toxic traditions. You hear uncles and aunties telling you, it's okay, just take it easy. After all, she's your mom. Don't take it easy, yo.
Don't take it easy. Your life, your marriage, your children, even if you don't want to get married, in fact, your life, your next 10 years depends on the decision that you make. Yeah. As soon as you hear this podcast episode, honest to God, like as soon as you hear it, if it triggers something in you, if you start crying, you got work to do. You have work to do.
Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this, ladies and gents. Go and fix your life. Oh.
Fix it. Hashtag fix it, Jesus.
Your family. You guys have family. Actually, I didn't send this to our family meeting. You know, when you get there, you now say that. Don't mention my
Femi and FK and Jola said people are mad.
Don't mention
you are mad and you have made us mad.
Because you now say, you know, I realized that we're dysfunctional. I didn't tell you that. See that I didn't tell. Because that's actually not what I'm going to do. No. So don't follow that.
That ain't what I did. That's not what I had to go a safe distance if I started bringing things up.
I'm not calling anybody to any meeting. I've seen that kind of situation can drive me insane. So, you know,
maybe it's that we'll put together. Anyway, we're going to have an episode soon with therapists and counselors just to get their own perspective on what that culture is like here. But me, I want to see one chat. I'm even excited to dig up some stuff. It's been a while. Let's see what's
another
going on.
Another coping mechanism when your parents start talking rubbish.
Oh,
Layla. 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 Layla.
When they're kicking you out of the house.
Just when they're talking, they'll just be saying Layla. Layla.
They'll just be like,
it's
time for you to go.
It's people like you that give us stress.
When they say anything,
people like you that give us stress.
So let me know how that one goes. Maybe they kill you last.
If they kick you out anyway, I can send you Jola's.
Don't be stupid.
Our room is room. You can put your mattress there. That's where you can start. Maybe you can be paying her like 20k.
Honestly, maybe at this point we need to start a movement. It starts with the mattress.
With the
mattress on the floor.
Mattress and internet.
Mattress and broom and mop.
Mattress and internet. You don't need a standing fan.
Standing fan, rechargeable fan.
So Jola's room will be number one. Then when we test it out, we'll see how it goes.
You deserve to be happy. Please. You actually deserve joy. You deserve to be happy.
Enjoy
you deserve
your life,
good words.
Baby girls. And boys.
All right. Thanks guys for
listening. I'm hungry now.
Thanks guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.